The 71st day of the heroic opposition of the Ukrainian people to the Russian military invasion has begun. According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the enemy does not stop conducting offensive operations in the Eastern Operational Zone to establish full control over the territory of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and keep the land corridor with the temporarily occupied Ukrainian Crimea. At the same time, the enemy is provoking tensions in the Transnistrian region of the Republic of Moldova. The invaders are regrouping troops in certain areas, taking measures to replenish supplies, and trying to improve the tactical position of their units. In Slobozhansky direction, the enemy continues to shell the city of Kharkiv and reconnoiters the positions of units of Ukraine's Defense SE forces. In the area north of the town of Izium, the enemy continues artillery and mortar shelling. Enemy artillery shelling along the line of contact is ongoing in the direction of Donetsk and Tavrysky. The occupiers are using operational tactical and army aircraft to launch missile and bomb strikes to restrain the actions of Ukrainian troops. The enemy units are trying to conduct offensive operations in Lyman, Sierodonetsk, and Popasna directions but do not succeed. In Avdiivka and Karahov directions, the enemy continues to fire on the Ukrainian positions. In Mariupol area, the Russian occupiers focus their efforts on blocking and trying to eliminate the Ukrainian units in the Azovstal Steelworks territory. With aircraft support, the enemy resumed the offensive to take control of the steelworks territory. According to available information, some servicemen of the 38th Separate Motorized Rifle Brigade of the 35th Combined Arms Army of the Eastern Military District, after being taken to the recovery area, refused to continue participating in hostilities in Ukraine due to significant personnel losses. The mentioned servicemen are staying near the Ukrainian-Russian border and waiting to be transferred to the Russian Federation. The militants' units of the 2nd Army Corps of the 8th Combined Arms Army of the Southern Military District, stationed in a settlement of Svatov District of the Luhansk region and staffed by locals from nearby settlements, have poor morale, significant problems with weapons and equipment, and are not ready to perform their tasks. The enemy did not conduct active hostilities in the southern Bug direction. The invaders fired missiles and bombs on the Ukrainian positions and the region's infrastructure facilities. Due to the successful actions of Ukrainian defenders, the enemy lost control over several settlements on the border between the Mykolaiv and Kherson regions. Over the past day, the air defense units of the Air Force and the land forces hit 9 air targets, 4 UAVs, 2 of them were downed by anti-aircraft missile units of the land forces, and 3 enemy cruise missiles. 2 aircraft were also shot down. According to preliminary information, those were Su-30 fighters. The information is being specified. 11 enemy attacks were repulsed in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions over the past 24 hours. 5 enemy tanks, 7 armored combat vehicles, and 5 vehicles were destroyed. Natalia Toleb.